This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. A little bit of a different Jesse Kelly Show tonight as we are telling once again your COVID horror stories. Stories you have suffered from lockdowns, vax stuff, schools, jobs. Dear fellow Baldy, and this is going to go on all hour long with maybe some other things mixed in. Like this one prompted, I have something to say about this. Dear fellow Baldy, it's not very nice. I worked for a company traveling all over the world and much of the USA for 7 years. I traveled with this company throughout COVID in and out of foreign countries doing my job, dealt with the masking and the crazy airport Karens. Nothing like being woken up on a red eye by stewardesses to be told to pull your mask up. Anyway, the guy says 2 years later, finally got COVID. My dime had already prepared ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, etc. He healed up in 3 days. Thankful to be doing better than others, but still suffering financially. Lost my big boy job and had to start over in a different industry. Buenas tardes, fellow world travelers. Please don't say my name, and I will not. But I want to get back to this. Speaking of people we have to remember. Do you remember? Did you do any flying during COVID? Do you remember what the flight attendants turned into during COVID? I remember. I remember like it was yesterday. These women apparently had, and men now, because half the stewardesses are dudes in this country now. I don't know how that happened. Anyway, I remember like it was yesterday how much they loved COVID. Let's remember this. The worst people during COVID, they didn't hate it. Don't make excuses for them. They loved it. They got so drunk on the power of it. Pull your mask up. Oh, no, you pulled your mask down while you were eating peanuts. Oh, sorry, they can't give out peanuts anymore. I forgot one person got a peanut allergy or something. Now we have various other things, but you know what I mean. Remember the politicians, too. Don't think that they were miserable when they did this stuff. They loved it.
I think, unfortunately, I don't say it with anything but sorrow, but I do think it's needed. We're going to need to do some kind of shutdown in the weeks ahead.
Any concern that you've gone too far in any way with the stay-at-home restrictions?
No.
Should everyone be issuing these stay-at-home orders?
Our message is this. What are you waiting for? What more evidence do you need?
We're up to around 90% of the American people at shelter in place or other stay at home initiatives. It should be 100%. Because this is a terrible, terrible assault on the lives and the livelihood of the American people. And we have to we're all in this together.
All of those people, all of them still in power, except for de Blasio. He got term limited out. All right. More of your stories. Joaquin, Pennsylvania, go.
You know what, Jesse? I'm going to say something. It turned me into a hopelessly fatalistic pessimist, okay? I was one of the few people that didn't buy into the BS. I didn't wear the mask, you know, but whenever I went into stores or anywhere, I was just shocked at how many Americans were sheep. I would say that 99% of everybody were sheeple. And you know what? I got most of my information, a lot of it I got from Alex Jones on InfoWars. And do you know that the English army in the 1700s gave their soldiers tonic water with quinine to prevent malaria? And it's the same thing that if you drink tonic water with, you know, tonic and quinine, and just like they use hydroxychloroquine.
Quinine. Actually, they use quinine all the time in the Marines, in the Pacific, in the Marines, in the Army, in the Pacific. In fact, our prisoners of war with the Japanese suffered mightily because the Red Cross, they would drop off things like quinine so the prisoners of war could get this protection, get this medication, and the Japanese would take it for themselves and wouldn't allow the medication to get passed down to our people, and our people suffered horrifically. Rob, New York, go.
Hey, Jesse, thanks for taking my call. I'll try to make this as quick as possible. My brother took the Pfizer shot. A few days later, wound up with a pulmonary embolism. Doctors told him if he didn't get to the hospital that morning, he would have never made the afternoon. I took my shot a little while after his, but prior to that, went for echocardiograms, cardiologist, pulmonologist, came back healthy as a horse, took my shot, wound up with AFib, got all sorts of pressure from family to get my twins vaccinated, which I did not do. And probably the best decision I made was to make sure my wife and my kids did not get vaccinated.
Oh, my brother. Hang in there, man. Oh, man. Sam, Tampa, go.
Yeah, Jesse, thanks for taking my call. So right in the beginning of COVID, I lost my job from layoffs. That's over now. I was able to get back employed again. But then after I lost my job, we went to a wedding, and before we could go, I wasn't going to get vaccinated, but I was highly encouraged to go to the wedding that my whole family got vaccinated. So my daughter and I got the J&J, but my wife's in the medical industry, so she was forced to get the Moderna shot. Within a month of getting the Moderna shot, she came down with rheumatoid arthritis, and she had no previous symptoms. She's going to have to deal with this the rest of her life, achy bones, hard to walk. And so we get back from the wedding. My daughter didn't have any symptoms from the J&J, so she thought it was safe. So she went and got a second J&J shot. She's only 22 at the time. And she had panic attacks so bad after getting the shots in that car that night, she tried to jump out of my car. And she never has a history of panic attacks. So I'm like, what is this thing doing to us? And final, my aunt, who unfortunately is a bit liberal, has taken all the shots, love her very much. No history of breast cancer in that side of the family whatsoever. She's recovering from breast cancer right now. I just can't believe the general public is not understanding the big picture here. It drives me crazy.
Me too. It drives me crazy that people forget. And they forget how evil people were.
And not just to think about, well, my freedom is being kind of disturbed here. No, screw your freedom.
Know what else they forget? They forget the top military brass shoving this down the throat of our men and women in uniform.
Do you think that the COVID mandate will change at all? And would that make a difference for you, Mr. Secretary?
You know, the mandate has shown that we know that the vaccines have been effective. It's kept people alive. It's kept people out of the hospital. 98% of our active duty force is vaccinated. And it's played a role in ensuring that, you know, our force is ready.
Where it is having an impact for sure is on recruiting. Where parts of the country, there's still myths and misbeliefs about the backstory behind it, and it's still having an impact.
Myths. There are still myths. Those crazy conspiracy theorists on the right. I bet you're one of them, aren't you? I bet you're one of these crazy people who thinks the vaccine doesn't stop the spread.
Well, you know, I can tell you where I was when the CNN feed came that it was 95% effective, the vaccine.
95%. Remember the percentages? I almost forgot. They kept going down. Remember they first said it was safe and effective. It's effective. The vaccine is effective. It's like 99% effective. Okay, it's 95% effective. it's 80, 85%. What, 50, more like a 50%? Okay, it's kind of effective, maybe for a few weeks, then you need to get another one. But people's lives were being destroyed. Lives. You hear these stories? Jesse, look, people think their stories are small. These stories like this are not small. Jesse, my small general contracting company started building a field office for a major oil company in December 2019. Things had been going so well, they asked us to do two more projects after that one. Then came COVID hysteria. We were allowed to finish the project we were actively building, but the others were canceled. 2 years of work disappeared. It would have been a game changer for my young company. I'm not done. Oh, we're going to keep going. Lines are full again. I'll let you know when they open up. I'll keep reading them. We're going to keep telling these stories. Maybe your stress level is elevated right now, and I certainly understand that. I've got a text from the wife. Her stress level is elevated because of this show right now. Practice with your Mantis X. That's what I told her. Hey, Mantis X is right there. Go get faster and deadlier with your weapon in the comfort of your home. You don't have to fire a shot. And it works. This is the thing about Mantis X. It attaches to your weapon. You practice in your home, but it is effective. We're talking 20, 30 minutes of practice. You will be better. Now, stretch that out for a couple months. Even if it's something small, 10 minutes a week, something like that. The Green Berets practice with Mantis X. The Marines practice with Mantis X. It is Christmas season. The new or very experienced shooter in your life, all of them can use Mantis X, and they will. Go get one. MantisX.com, all right? MantisX.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show. And before I get back to these, yes, I did see the whole news about, well, maybe you haven't seen the news, and now it's up to me, a journalist, to break the news.
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse. Hunter Biden is going to testify. He's going to be forced to testify in front of the GOP in the House. And people were asking, hey, what do you think about it? What do you think about it? I have mixed emotions about it. I know the GOP is never going to actually do anything to Joe Biden or the Biden family. I know that. You know that. We've accepted that. That's the low-T GOP. It's what they do. Nothing. It's basically their specialty. At the same time, there is value in exposure. There is value in exposing these things, especially in an election year. So there, that's my thoughts on it. I'll get to the calls here on it in just a second. Hi, Jesse. I work as an organist and am called upon to serve at many end-of-life memorial services. Right from the start of this pandemic, I was invited to serve at the funeral of a 17-year-old who had mysteriously perished from cardiac arrest while swimming. He had enjoyed perfect health and was extremely fit. Then a young 40-year-old co-worker with an 8-year-old son was stricken with a mysterious case of cancer that claimed her life in 10 days from diagnosis. Then a 17-year-old in our neighborhood died suddenly in his sleep, reportedly from a cardiac problem. A friend of ours who flies for American Airlines lost a friend, another American pilot who once again died suddenly of a cardiac event. In every case, these people were young and fit, and they had all been recently vaccinated. I listen to you as frequently as possible, and both my husband and I love your book. Hello, my mentor. COVID-19 cost me most of my friends, including my best friend from fifth grade onward. She cut ties with me over my vax refusal when speaking out against all the baloney being pushed. The disgusting thing about her is that her grandparents fled Poland with their three young children in the middle of the night after being tipped off that the police would be arriving the next day to arrest her grandfather, a farmer, in 1945 and 1946. She thinks it was Nazis who chased them out of Poland, and she refuses to hear anything about Stalin's purges. She's supporting the very thing that her family fled. Sometimes it's hard being intelligent. My wife is a don at a nursing home, and she came home damaged every day watching patients die alone or on a video to their family. Hearing her stories vented regularly just tore up my Marine Corps coldness to bring me to tears. Over and over and over again. Mark, Oregon, go.
I'm 70 years old. I used to work on license for the CIA building high-altitude reconnaissance aircraft. My daughters are age 11 and 6. We completely refused to mask up, to comply, or to get the jab, which was advertised out here as free. Unbelievable. The management, when we would go shopping, would hound me. I would request or demand to see the mandate, which is not legal. And I started finding out how to protect ourselves emotionally, mentally, physically from the, I don't know what you want to call them, woke zombies that kowtowed to management's demands.
Did you say your kids are 11 and 6 and you're 70?
Yeah, I'm 70. I was hired to build aircraft.
My man. William in Denver, go.
My uncle was suffering from cancer, put him in the hospital. His wife of 65 years was denied access to be with him when he died. My other uncle had cancer, put him in a home. We had to visit him through a window. These ass clowns in the government need to be tried, jailed, and executed.
Candy, Florida, go.
I got very, very sick after the second Moderna shot. 102 fever, really bad earache, and I lost the hearing in my right ear. So now I have only my left ear to listen to the Jesse Kelly Show on my Pure Talk phone.
That's all right, Candy. You only need one ear for the Jesse Kelly Show. She needs the bar. Amy, New York, go.
Hi, I'm a nurse in New York State. I worked in a detox unit for 16 years. And initially in COVID, they closed our unit for overflow, which never happened. And then I was transferred to another city to a detox unit and then eventually fired because I did not get vaccinated. And then denied unemployment and said I was denied for misconduct. After working for, and I lost my health insurance, and I still don't have a job in New York State because of Kathy Hochul.
Friggin' wrong. We finally opened up some of these. 877-377-4373. Feel free to call in with your COVID story. Hey, Jesse, this story's not about me, but a neighbor. Her husband worked for our county water department. The company mandated the jab, and he fought against them using every tool he could think of. They told him if he didn't get it, he would lose his job and his pension. He told them if he had any bad side effects, he'd take them to court. He was 52 years old and 2 months from retirement, so he took it. 3 days later, he dropped dead from a blood clot. The company issued his wife double his life insurance without her pursuing any legal consultation, and on the death certificate, it said the cause of death was wrongful death. She guessed it was to keep her quiet. Said, I can say her name. Her name is Lori. Oh, I'm going to keep reading them. We're going to keep telling these stories. 877-377-4373. 877-377-4373. The stories deserve to be told. And the people who did this to us deserve every single ounce of our scorn we can heap on them. Every single ounce of
this is being called a pandemic among the unvaccinated.
This is becoming a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
A pandemic of the unvaccinated.
This is an epidemic that's occurring in the unvaccinated.
We're seeing a pandemic among the unvaccinated.
This is becoming a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
The Centers for Disease Control says unvaccinated
I'm not going to let it go, and neither should you. More next.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment, on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. We are telling your stories. You're telling your stories, I guess I should say, tonight. Because we are not going to let these things go. Let me get to a couple emails, and then I'll get back to these calls of your stories of COVID horror. Oracle, I was going to call, but I didn't think I could get through this without crying. Sorry, it's a long story. On March 28th, 2020, my 85-year-old dad fell and was taken to our local hospital. When I got there, they would not let me in, and a nurse came out to the parking lot to talk to me. After he was evaluated, they recommended a pacemaker, but they could not get Medicare to approve it because it was considered elective surgery. I asked to remove him and bring him home with me, and they would not release him to me. While he waited for approval, he laid in a hospital bed for over a week, and one morning woke up screaming due to an impacted bowel. I was called at 4:30 in the morning to approve the emergency surgery. During the surgery, they installed a permanent feeding tube in his stomach, and he never told me. I was not allowed in the hospital and could not be an advocate for him. He eventually got the pacemaker and was sent to a rehab center to recover. He could no longer walk or take care of himself. He eventually got COVID and was placed on a ventilator, even though he had a DNR. He eventually recovered, but now has severe dementia. We are now in August of 2020, and they still will not let me, my brother, or any of his grandchildren see him. On September 1st, 2020, he was sent to hospice care, and I was still not allowed to see him. After all, they received federal funding and had to follow CDC guidelines. For 6 days, I stood outside his room through the window in the Florida sun. On September 6th, I watched my sweet father, my hero, die alone. I will never forget or forgive that the federal government and Donald Trump allowed this to happen. And she says her name is Marcy, and says I can use her name. I don't know. Do you think we should forget about that? I don't think so. Susan in San Diego, go.
Hey, I had a 31-year-old son who was in great health, went to the gym all the time, had an excellent job. He fell over dead one day with an enlarged heart. He had had both vaccinations and boosters, and his company would not let him work unless he had the vaccinations. And he was our only child, and it's just horrifying.
I am sorry, Susan. I'm sorry. Marcus, Colorado, go.
Hey, Jesse, I don't think we have the best connection, although I am calling in on my Pure Talk phone, and I know the bar ate, but maybe it needs dessert.
It does.
Go, Marcus. Sounds to my ears, man. Hey, so I guess in 2020, I was kind of fortunate at my employer. I got to go to work, which was great, and I didn't require a vaccine. I didn't have to wear a mask, and all that was great. And okay, so my mom, my sister, her husband, my ex-wife, everybody was encouraging me to get the shot, and I'm like, no, I'm not listening to the government, man. They're not telling me what to do. You know, I tell them what to do. Unfortunately, my sister told me I was going to kill her unborn baby, and I was going to kill my elderly mother. And I lost a lot of love for her over that because she never apologized because everybody else got 3, 4, 5 jabs. And of course, everybody else got COVID. I didn't.
Nope. Jesse, listening to your show about the vaccine injuries and wanted to share this story about my Uncle Jim. He was 74 and at this age, still flying his Super Cub, hunting and capable of harvesting bull moose out of the wilderness in Alaska by himself. 74, he's hunting bull moose in Alaska. How about that? He and my aunt came down with the symptoms of the virus. She chose to take the treatments from the frontline doctors, and my uncle just wanted to fight it on his own and not take any drugs. My aunt is still testing positive for COVID, was not allowed to come even close to him. He was able to recover from COVID symptoms and breathe on his own. Eventually began remdesivir against my aunt's direct orders. He ended up on a ventilator. So he was taking that remdesivir, or however you say it, and he ended up on a ventilator. His kidneys failed, then shortly after, his liver. They medevac him to another hospital with a capability of doing constant dialysis. He was improving, and they were going to bring him off dialysis, and then his heart failed. They continued with him on life support until the family agreed to pull the plug and pray. He expired within a few hours, got to say goodbye to his kids and grandkids. There's no doubt in my mind that they killed my uncle. They killed a veteran. He walked on point on the Ho Chi Minh Trail 3 tours. The stories he could tell, oh my gosh. As a side note, the doctor said after he was on a ventilator that his organs were going to start to shut down. It just takes too much out of the body. My dad had pneumonia, never tested positive for COVID. He was on a ventilator more than half a dozen times over the past 10 years, recovered fully from it. So he finally succumbed to sepsis about 2 weeks later when he heard about the uncle, and I don't think he wanted to live anymore. May God's blessings be with you, Jesse. May his torch light your way onward and beyond this darkness that we live in today. Guy lost his uncle and his dad. Good grief. Scott, Mississippi, go.
Oracle Jesse, so glad to finally talk to you one day. So I was lucky. But my story is because I made all good decisions. I was National Guard. I was full-time civilian in the National Guard. Had about a dozen non-mandators with me. We all sat down with the National Guard doctors who were like, they were civilians on the outside in their own hospitals and whatnot. And they even tried to get us to get the vaccine. And we all still said no. Well, it was a good decision for some of us. He said he didn't have any problems with it. So he tried to convince us to the same thing. Well, I personally sat down with my commander and I asked him, I said, look, is my 27 years going to just be shot down? And, am I going to get a bad discharge because I'm refusing this? And I'm actually following and trying to do the same thing that the regulations say that I can do, which is get a temporary exemption for it. Well, he said he didn't know. He just couldn't answer that because of all the higher-ups in the military, right? Well, I decided to get a federal job outside of the National Guard at a local Air Force base. You still there?
I'm here. We're just up against the clock. Ended up losing his gig with the National Guard, ended up retiring from the National Guard, and lost his federal job. Again, this was our Secretary of Defense.
Do you think that the COVID mandate will change at all, and would that make a difference for you, Mr. Secretary?
You know, the mandate has shown that we know that the vaccines have been effective. It's kept people alive. It's kept people out of the hospital. 98% of our active duty force is vaccinated. And it's played a role in ensuring that, you know, our force is ready.
Where it is having an impact for sure is on recruiting. Where parts of the country, there's still myths.
Evil and wrong. And all these people deserve some sort of justice. All right, we're going to get back to do as many of these emails and calls as I can possibly get to, and then we're wrapping this up. And then tomorrow, we'll get back to our regularly scheduled programming. I love saying that, Chris, regularly scheduled programming. What, Chris? That makes me seem even more professional than I normally am, and I'm already pretty professional, I have to say. Anyway, speaking of professionals, you know that when I tell you about rough greens, you know that a naturopathic doctor created them, right? Dr. Dennis Black. Did you know that Dr. Dennis Black, the creator of rough greens, you know he's a Green Beret? Pretty cool, right? Guy's obsessed about nutrition and obsessed with dogs and realized that there's no nutrition in dog food. So your dog dies too early. Your dog has health problems he shouldn't have, the same way you would if you didn't get nutrition. Pour rough greens on your dog's food. That's all it takes. Dogs love it anyway. It has all the vitamins, minerals, digestive enzymes, probiotics, everything you need. And they give out free Jumpstart trial bags. You will see a difference in your dog. You don't have to take my word for it. 833-33-MY-DOG. Or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. Your dog doesn't get nutrition from dog food. He has to get it somewhere else. Give your dog Rough Greens. All right. One more segment. Your stories. Then we out. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show, where we are going to get to as many of these stories as we can possibly get to. And then tomorrow, we're not doing this again. I will do this kind of show again, maybe in another year or so. I'm not going to let it go. I hold a grudge. These stories break my heart every time we say it. And these people not only deserve to have their stories heard and told, it helps people heal when they know they're not alone. Jesse, I work in an OBGYN office. Of course, I was pressured to get the vaccine, but I wouldn't submit. I was forced to test every week, even though I never had any symptoms, while the vaccinated employees who were sick never had to be tested. Although I was looked on as an outcast, this isn't the worst part. I had to listen to the doctors push the vaccine on pregnant patients and refuse to give them a letter when they asked to not be vaccinated while they were pregnant. Jump ahead to the present. The amount of miscarriages and breast cancers are just exploding. The providers refuse to see the correlation between the vaccine and these issues. It's just sickening. I no longer have any trust in the medical community. Thank you for not letting this go. People need to be held accountable for what they did and continue to do. I'm signing my name, but please don't mention it. Thank you. And I, of course, will not. These stories deserve to be told. All right. Paul, San Diego, go.
Brutal. Love the tunes, Chris. I can't believe that I actually did the vaccines. I did the first one, no problem. Second one, no problem. Third one, had like a weird reaction. And after that, like within a week, I'm 56, high blood pressure. My family doesn't have high pressure. I don't have high blood pressure. All of a sudden, I have high blood pressure. And I was against all the mask and all the ridiculous stuff way back. In the beginning, like, people thought I was nuts. I was like, no, this is wrong. But I did get the vaccine. I work in the medical field, and now I regret it. I feel like an idiot.
Yeah, look, don't feel like an idiot. And I know that you're not alone in that, right? We get these emails, and I know there are a bunch of people out there right now. Maybe you're cringing. I got it. I regret it. I got it. I'm mad. I got it. I'm this. I have people in my life who took it, and they're mad about it. Remember this. Give yourself some grace, okay? if you took that thing and you're upset about it or upset with yourself, that vax campaign, you understand that that was by a mile the largest, most well-financed propaganda campaign in the history of mankind. In the history of mankind, there has never been that amount of money spent pushing something so completely ridiculous. It has never happened. It was threats. It was bribery. It was everything. If you ended up doing something you regretted, give yourself some grace, all right? Goodness sakes, I've made a lot worse mistakes than that in my life. Golly. Adam, New York, go.
Hey, Jesse, love the show. I'll tell you, I was one of the fortunate ones. I had congestive heart failure, VTAC, AFib, and a couple other medical things. And the doctors told me, if you don't get this jab, you're going to die if you get this COVID. And I was the one who went to the store. I did everything. And by his grace, I'm still here. Amen?
Still here. Amen. We'll friggin' take it. Brian, Massachusetts, go.
Hey, Jesse, Semper Fi. Hey, retired Navy, my last deployment in Iraq, late 2019. I'm medevaced out. I end up at Navy Med Hold in Norfolk. A shipmate of mine was there who I had previously served with. He has a heart attack on March 4th. March 17th, they shut everything down. Portsmouth Naval Ship Hospital no longer doing his follow-up cardiac care. He's dead on Good Friday, April 10th, 2020. I wonder how many people died because the medical profession refused to give follow-up care on heart attacks, cardiac issues, cancers. People need to be held accountable. NCIS did an investigation. Nothing became of it. And it really, as a retired Navy guy, it just angers me that even our military stopped treating, you know, the sailors and Marines. And I served with Marines over in Iraq and Afghanistan and multiple places. And it just scares me. And I love my country. I do not trust my government. Amen. God bless what you do, Jesse.
Amen. Appreciate you, brother. Semper Fi. Jesse, neighbor my age, 65 plus, avid vax supporter, twice vax, boosted, etc. Very healthy other than high blood pressure, now has AFib, now has a pacemaker and a defibrillator in her chest. Young, 40 years old, working at the U of M hospital, requiring vaccines and boosters, two heart attacks. Tragic. And they're still believers, says I can say her name. Her name is Linda. Of course they're still believers, right? Of course, it's a religion. Jesse, my beautiful daughter, was required to get jabbed for work or lose her job. 6 months after the second jab, she was diagnosed with an aggressive form of multiple sclerosis. The neurologist said she couldn't prove a relationship, but she'd seen a vast uptick in young people getting diagnosed. Her medication is $68,000 a year. My wife quit her job to help take care of the grandkids. I have come to accept I will never retire. Ugh. I'm going to get to a couple more. Just, again, look, you probably noticed right about the time all this insanity was coming down, that's when I started speaking for Chalk. Honestly, let's set everything else aside, the natural herbal supplements and stuff like that for a moment. You know how hardcore anti-communist Chalk is? Chalk, they had an advertising budget they were using on one of the big social media companies. And the social media company told Chalk to stop speaking out against lockdowns, stop speaking out against the masks, stop doing this. And Chalk said, go pound sand. We do what's right. And they took every dime of their money and they left. And they called the show and they said, hey, you're just our speed. Back when it was hard to be pro-freedom, back when it was hard to use your head, Chalk was there. And look, this is why I go to Chalk first. Natural herbal supplements, whatever you're looking for. Go see. Just go see. Even if you're just looking, go see what they have. Go look at the highest quality products they have. And everything's on sale right now. It's holiday season. They have these blowout sales every holiday season. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. My mother-in-law was in a nursing home about a year before COVID hit. My wife and her sister, along with my daughters, spent hours with her every evening after work. They brought her food. They bathed her. They sat with her. when COVID hit, the communist governor of Kentucky, Andy Beshear, just got reelected, by the way, put nursing homes on complete lockdown. He kept it in place even after others lifted them. My mother-in-law had no one with her for months and months, and her mental health decreased or rapidly declined. She was a person who took meticulous care of her hair. She wasn't allowed a haircut for over a year. The visits she got with her family, standing outside looking through a window, she missed out on spending time with her family and her new great-grandchildren. She was left to die alone, and her family wasn't allowed in. By the way, nearly everyone in the nursing home, including her, got COVID anyway. It didn't kill her, but she was isolated from everyone. Beshear, that dirty communist, ran for and won governor again recently. They got what they voted for. Says I can use his name. His name is Trent. I hope this helped you heal, even though it was hard. All right? We'll be back for our normal show tomorrow. That's all.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.